When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, WNL Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
What started in the beginning of December has now come to game number 22. The final game of the regular season, and just where we started in December is where we finish in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Braves would like a better finish than they did a start, as that opening game was a loss to Greenwood, 60-54. But the Braves have finished this season to this point with three straight wins over Belfont, over Jersey Shore, and Berwick. They'd like to add one more tonight, but it's a very tough postseason-bound Southern Columbia team coming in at 12-9 on the season. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Hello and welcome to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. This has turned into an interesting matchup between these two teams over the last several years, matching up here in this final game of the season, Chief.
Southern Columbia is a very formidable team. If you notice, when you look at their players, a lot of their players are also on the football team, and they're very strong. For example, we're talking about Arnold and we're talking about Carter, who are both on that state championship team. Very tough individuals inside, but they always seem to have a couple of good outside shooters, and it always is a basketball game. 2 years ago, Shikellamy lost at the buzzer, and I believe last year Shikellamy won the game. So it's a pretty good series. Southern Columbia used to be, years ago when we had the Susquehanna Valley League, Southern Columbia was one of those teams that was in it, along with Central Columbia, Bloomsburg, Shikellamy, Shamokin, Northwest, Berwick, and Danville. So, you know, they've always had a pretty good heritage of good basketball out there.
Well, they've already locked themselves into a spot right now, the fifth seed out of five teams in the PIAA District 4 Class 3A tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, they would like to solidify that spot a little bit more, and maybe, you know, if they do have to play a pigtail game, be able to play that game at home. And that, of course, is always a big plus when you don't have to make a trip on the road in a midweek game in February, as it likely would be next week. Chief, the Shikellamy Braves committed tonight's game with very little hope of making the District 4-6 playoffs. It is not mathematically impossible, but everything kind of has to fall perfect. First and foremost, they would have to win tonight and get a little help on the way and have the points work out right. I'm not sure that that can happen, but ending this season with a four-game win streak would definitely be a big spark going into the offseason.
Yeah, it'll be a nice send-off, too, for the two seniors in Mason Dietrich and Brady Wilson, because they've been a big part of those last three wins. And that's something that you always like to win your last basketball game if you're a senior. You know, I'm looking at Southern. I think they have one senior starter and one senior that comes off the bench. So they're basically very young, just like Shikellamy. So it'll be probably just as important for their seniors to win the last regular season game. Of course, they're going to get to go at least play one more game as they go to the playoffs. The Braves do not have that luxury, and therefore this is like their only playoff
game. This is their playoff game. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, and we would like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us all through the last 21 games and, of course, through the football season as well. We appreciate all the people that listen so loyally, both on the radio, online, and for those folks that listen in Florida and points unknown, on WKOK.com. We do appreciate that as well. And I, as I always do right around this time of the season, remind you, all the people that you hear when we're not talking are the ones that really make this possible for us to be here every night for you. And we'll be highlighting some of those in just a moment. Shikellamy Basketball here on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have six Kelley Blue Book authorized buy setters in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Hurd with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for the Southern Columbia Tigers, a team that has played very, very well and scored an awful lot of points. How do you keep this team under 60? Not necessarily under 50, but under 60.
You know, this team wants to get up and down. You know, they would rather get the game in the 70s than in the 50s, and we're kind of just the opposite. So it is going to be a battle of, who controls the tempo a little bit here. There are going to be times that they push the tempo on us, and I'm sure there's going to be times that we slow it down on them. So, it depends on how patient we are with the ball and, how well defensively we play.
For the first time in quite a while, and maybe Friday night's game, or excuse me, Saturday night's game was another one too, but for the first time in quite a while, you match up well underneath the basket size-wise.
Yeah, we're both about 6'2". Underneath, Carter and Arnold are pretty strong athletic kids. So, we have to match their physicality underneath. So that's going to be a concern. And, we're a little banged up tonight. Mason tweaked an ankle at Berwick, and Asher's nursing a sore knee. And, those are two guys that we count on. So hopefully, they'll be able to tough out their injuries and give us everything they have tonight.
Who matches up with Britton, who's the leading scorer and who can fire it up from anywhere?
Well, we're going to start with Ryan Williams on him, and we're going to kind of defend him like we did Tyler Riegel of Mifflinburg, and we did Murphy from Berwick. We're just going, as soon as the basket's made, we're denying him the ball so someone else gets it, and we're going to full out deny and just, try to play four and four with the others and keep the ball in his hands as much as we can because, he is leading the area in scoring, and he's a threat every time he gets the ball.
This has been a crossover game for the last several years, ending the season, but it's always been an entertaining game. What makes this game so good? What makes this matchup so good?
Well, we're not too far away from them. When the kids go to Knoebels, they get to see these guys a lot too. And, unfortunately, Southern has been the football team that, everybody's trying to beat. So because of their state title success, sometimes when you see Southern on the schedule, regardless of what sport it is, it kind of pumps up to another level, and the kids are excited. They're ready to go.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you after.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
Six. Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
There's more to love in a Subaru. You'll especially love the savings you'll discover when you get in a certified pre-owned Subaru from WNL.
WNL has over 80 certified pre-owned Subarus, and this month we're taking $500 off. Be sure to discover all the added perks and reduced pricing now available on all certified pre-owned vehicles at WNL Subaru.
Experience the difference off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
$500 cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 2/28/23.
Starting lineups tonight. Let's give them to you as we see them this evening. It'll be Isaac Carter starting at forward. He is a junior, 6 foot junior, averaging 10 a game and a 60% free throw shooter on the year. Nathan Gallagher will be the 6 foot freshman guard, averaging 5 a game and a 51% free throw shooter on the year. Jacob Hoy, a 6'2 guard slash forward. He'll play most likely forward here in this situation. Guard in this situation tonight. A junior, averaging 5 a game and a 49% free throw shooter. Ryan Britton, averaging in double figures and leading basically every category in the league, but definitely in the category of leading scorer. The 6'2 junior guard, averaging 16 a game, 82% free throw shooter. And Tyler Arnold, a 6'3 center, is a senior, averaging 11 points a game and a 56% free throw shooter on the season. Shikellamie tonight will match up with Ryan Williams, a 5'11 junior guard. Williams averaging 7 a game, a 63% free throw shooter. Leads the team in steals, assists, points off turnovers, blocks, and charges. Cameron Leonard, 5'11 junior. Leonard averaging 12 a game, 64% free throw shooter on the year. Asher Moyer will get the start, the 6'1 sophomore forward, averaging 7 a game, a 47% free throw shooter, second on the team in assists. Mason Dietrich, injuring an ankle earlier in the game against Berwick, will start tonight. 6 foot senior guard, averaging a team high 14, leads the team in free throw percentage at 73, is second on the team in rebounds after leading the entire year. Grady Wilson, the 6'2 senior forward, is the leading rebounder now at 102 rebounds for the season. He's averaging 5 a game and a 59% free throw shooter. Again, the expected starters, Southern Columbia, Carter, Gallagher, Hoy, Britton, and Arnold. For the Braves, it'll be Williams, Leonard, Moyer, Dietrich, and Wilson. Talked about an injury for Mason Dietrich. Asher Moyer also fighting a knee injury here tonight as well. And he has that wrapped up a little bit. We'll see how well both of these guys can go, but they need them both tonight for sure, as long as they can play.
Sure do, Kevin. You got, probably about 25 points there if they don't play that the Braves won't have available.
Especially Dietrich, you mentioned it, the leading scorer there at 14 points a game. When we return, the opening tip between Shikellamie and Southern Columbia. This is game 22, the Shikellamie Braves basketball season on WKOK and WKOK.com. We'll be right back.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. We are celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
Check out these discounts. We're taking up to $8,000 off 2022 Ram 1500 crew cabs in stock if you qualify.
That's huge, Troy. A new Jeep Compass has up to $4,500 in discounts and special financing rebates. Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
The Lockup Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Probably about three-quarter capacity here tonight. Most of the fans behind us tonight.
Southern fans.
Well, that's a good point.
There's a lot of Southern people that are here tonight.
People from Southern, not Southern people.
They follow, yes, you're exactly right. They follow their teams very well. So
no doubt. Southern Columbia being introduced as we speak. The Tigers in black with gold numerals and lettering and white trim. Looking to see if there are any changes in the starting lineup than what we expected tonight. And it appears as though it is Carter, Gallagher, Hoy, Britton, and Arnold as expected. Braves with their starting five coming off the bench right now. Thank you again, our sponsors tonight. Game brought to you in part by Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Motors, Martz Gapview Hunting Preserve, Platinum of Sealands Grove, Senior Helpers, Lackawanna College, WNL Subaru. Thank you to those folks for being a part of Shikellamy basketball and wrestling through the months of December, January, February, and Steve Williams will take us into March with the PIAA State Wrestling Championships. Braves wrestling team on the road at Jersey Shore in the District 4-9 tournament. Then next Saturday, they will be in the final or the regionals, and we'll have the finals for you on WKOK from Altoona. And then in 2 weeks, there'll be a week off between regionals and states this year for AAA, and they will have states, I think it's on the 11th. So there you have it. That's the rundown. You can find the full schedule, including Penn State basketball, tomorrow night on WKOK.com. Click sports schedule. Braves will be in their home white uniforms, maroon trim, navy blue numerals. They're lettering in blue and navy and maroon trim. Actually, I'm going to correct that. The lettering is in maroon and navy blue trim. Not that it matters, but for accuracy purposes. Boyer is going to be at the center circle for the first time this year. He's met there by Arnold. Tapped. Williams gets it. Williams takes it right to the bucket. He actually got the assist from Arnold on the tap. Southern Columbia attacking the basket to our right. Britton with it. Gives it off now to Arnold. Arnold will take it. Drive right in to tie it up at two. Williams now slowing the tempo down a little bit as the basketball gives it off to Moyer. Warrior to Dietrich. Dietrich working his way in. He takes a runner off the window, drops it in for two. 7:24 to go, first period, 4-2 Shikellamy. Carter with the basketball over to the far side. He'll find Britton. Britton with a running one-hander, drops it right through the net.
Well, we've had four offensive sets, and we've had four people take it to the basket, and all four people have scored, and both teams playing man-to-man.
And a pair of fours on the board. And Leonard will try to make it six, but can't do it. Good rebound, slapped down by Carter. Carter will give it off, and a 10-footer in and out, no good from Gallagher. Backside rebound by Williams. Williams pushing it back up court. Boy, I tell you what, the Braves are ready to run with them. I didn't think they would tonight, but it looks like they want to go.
You have to, Kevin, or else you're going to be in trouble.
And off to Dietrich, top of the key. Finds Moyer in the far corner, attacking the basket to the left. He'll run in, come around Gallagher, or Carter, missed the shot. Back the other way, Gallagher with the basketball. Dietrich steals the pass. Wilson will pick it up now on the loose ball after the tip. There's Williams with it. Williams gives it off to Leonard. Leonard with a 10-footer. That one didn't go. Rebound by Gallagher.
Three relatively makeable shots, and the Braves have rolled all three of them off the rim or off the backboard.
Bounce pass over to the right now, driving in from the top of the key. Hoy gives it off. He'll give it off to Britton. Britton will redirect everybody. Britton now with the basketball, top of the key. Head fake there by Arnold. Arnold drives in, lays it up there, no good. Backside rebound by Carter. Carter out to Britton. Britton shot on the way for three, no good. Carter with the save, puts it into the hands of Hoy. Puts it up and in via number Britton. 13, Britton.
Yeah, nice pass from Hoy to Britton from the short corner. He slashed in. Again, the rebounding of Southern Columbia gave them two more opportunities on that offensive set, and they made good of it.
Right side, Williams with the basketball, firing it up for three. Leonard, no good. Big rebound by Britton. 6-4
that
lead.
That ball could hit the ground. There wasn't a Brave within 10 feet of that rebound. They were all out in the perimeter.
He went up high to get it. Here comes Britton on the run from the foul line, lays it up and in. Bill Ziegler wants a timeout. 4:58 to go, and it's been four unanswered from Southern Columbia. They lead it now 8-4.
I don't think that Southern Columbia is any quicker than the Braves on the court, but the Braves have not gotten in the way of anybody who has tried to go down that time Britton went down the lane. But it's just one of those situations again where the Braves should be tied or ahead if they would have made those three baskets that were very makeable. But Southern's taken advantage of that and gotten this four-point lead.
Shikellamy averaging 56 points a game, giving up 56 points a game, shooting 63% from the free throw line, 42% from two-point area, 34 from outside the arc, and 40 overall. That's up just a little bit in this three-game win streak. Williams with the basketball now, trailing it by four. Williams on the far arc, now goes top of the key, Leonard, three, back iron, no. Rebound by Britton. And again, a one and done for Shikellamy. Here's the give. Gallagher goes in above. Leonard puts it up and in. 10-4, 6-0 run now for Southern Columbia.
I mean, Gallagher didn't waste any time. He got the ball and went right in, got by his man.
Dietrich near wing three, and he got it. Makes it a three-point game with 4:17 to go. First period action, spinning inside. Gallagher no good. Rebound by Moyer, and you can see him wincing as he comes up the court. Gives it to Williams now between the circles. Williams now to give to Dietrich. Dietrich to the foul line, finds Moyer in the far corner. Moyer works his way in hard to the bucket, can't get it to go, but will go to the line.
Well, we'll see if they're going to call it on the ground before he got there.
And it is on the floor.
That foul is Jacob Hoy. That's his first.
Leonard gets it in the low box. Nobody saw him coming around there. And the Braves have now made it a one-point game. And now the Braves have a 5-0 run. Southern Columbia with the basketball. It's Gallagher now for a long two and got it. 12-9 with 3:30 to go here in the first.
So far, the defense has been a little bit lax at both ends.
There's been defense?
Yes, there has.
Here comes the runner inside for Dietrich on the give, and he takes it right to the bucket, taking it right back the other direction is Arnold. And that one drops in to make it 14-11. Here comes Williams, jump stops, takes the shot, no good. Carter with a rebound with three to go. Into the corner now, Britton, far side three, short, high tip on the rebound, bounces off the rim, gets it into Carter. Carter is fouled underneath.
24, that would be Mason. That's his first.
And that is team foul number one. And now Xavier Fashaw coming into the ballgame for Shikellamy. And I'm not sure who he came in for.
He came in for Moyer.
And that one is good by Carter. I was going to say, because I don't see Moyer on the bench. So he must have been in the corner with
over,
the trainer.
He's over getting some water.
Yeah, okay. That's why I couldn't figure out who he came in for. Second one is up and rolls all over the rim. No good. Gets the rebound, though, to Arnold. Arnold with a shot. No good. Leonard with a rebound on the backside. Braves dodge one there. Trail it by four with 2:40 remaining here in the first. Williams bringing it to the near side. Working on Britton. Britton, he gets around Britton. Bounces it to Leonard. Leonard goes in now. Drives to the bucket. Left hand, left side, right in. 15-13, quickly back the other way. Arnold loses a handle on the ball. Britton comes up with it. Britton into the right side of the wing now. Gallagher. Shot on the way, no good. Schick with a rebound. Finding Fashaw running all the way in, and we're tied at 15. 2:05 to go here in the first.
Well, the Braves beat Southern at their own game there. Fashaw just got out ahead of everybody. A nice pass from Williams. And Xavier doesn't miss too many of those open layups, Kevin.
No, sir. There's a deep three that time by Britton. No good. Put back by Carter. Will draw a whistle.
That's going to be on Brady Wilson. You know, Carter has lived up to his billing as far as being very strong. He's not that tall. It's hard to believe that he was the soccer player and came out and at the end of the season and became a defensive end for Jim Ross Tigers and went all through the Mount Carmel game, the playoffs and everything, and had a heck of a season.
Southern Columbia will bring in Griscavage, and Shikellamy will bring in McAllister now as Leonard gets a breather. On the way and good by Carter, and now a change as Carter will come out, and checking in will be Dominic Fedorov.
Looks like Dominic Fedorov has had ACL repair,
yep.
Kevin.
I know that knee brace, I'll tell you that. Bounce pass inside. Wilson lost it. Right between the wickets. Here come back the other way. And great move by Britton to go up with the ball. And now the officials are going to discuss. Nope, it is going to be a foul.
Well, I think somebody gave him an extra step there. Fashaw picks up the foul on Britton. He's going to go to the line. He's got 6 points from the field right now. Three layups.
Sokolowski's also in the game for Southern Columbia. Britton shot no good, a rare miss by him, an 82% shooter. Coming back into the game now is Moyer for Wilson, and this Shikellamy student section is making a lot of noise. That one is good. 18-15, minute 30 to go here in the first period. Southern Columbia with the lead. Williams will bring it across, go to the right side to Fashaw. Fashaw into the far corner now. Gets it back from Moyer to the foul line. Back out to Fashaw. Tried to shoot it before he caught it. Gets it back. Now to Williams with a minute 10 to go, and he'll set out the offensive play. They'll stretch it to corners a little bit now. Moyer will come out to get it. Now to Williams in the near far corner. Over to the near wing. Now Dietrich. Dietrich bounces it. Almost tried to bounce it off of the leg there of Britton. Fashaw with a three from the near wing. All tied at 18 with the X-Factor firing one in. That was a hand in his face as well. That was a tough shot.
They did a nice job. They did a nice job of swinging the ball from one side to the other to get him open. Southern looking for the last shot here.
Indeed, with 27 seconds to go. Shikalimi not coming out to defend yet. Britton with a basketball. Comes to the near side to Griskavich. Back to Britton. Far side Carter. And now the Braves will extend that defense out a little bit with 12. Britton with it with 9. Britton driving in. Took a step or two there. Got away with one. Dietrich gets the rebound on the missed shot. Fashaw up, missed it, and slapped out of bounds with 0.7 to go by number 11, Tuklosky.
Well, that'll give the Braves probably a chance to get the ball in and at least get a shot. So they're going to have 4 crossed here on the bottom.
Williams fakes a deep pass. Now they go to Fashaw, far corner three, just a whisker long. At the end of one, we're all tied at 18 in a shootout. Shikalimi in Southern Columbia on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC. Stand for selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers. SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Well, that was one entertaining first period, Chief.
It certainly was. I thought it was a well-played, except there was no defense at times.
You're right. There was a little missing defense from time to time, but there was a lot of great offense.
Yeah, there sure was. You know, I forgot to mention that the Baby Braves won tonight 57-51 to go 19-2. That's a really nice season for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Lost one last year, 2 this year. Ryan Ziegler doing an outstanding job trying to get everybody ready for some of the holes that Bill Ziegler will have to fill come next December.
One of those guys is in there right now, Logan McAllister.
Oh, good feed underneath in the low box. They find Tuklosky there.
Well, just Tuklosky just basically was in the low box and nobody went to be with him.
Dietrich fakes a corner three, runs the baseline, makes another man miss in the low box, puts it up and in, tied at 20, what a move.
Well, usually you get one guy up in the air when you're going to shoot a jump shot. He had 3 of them up in the air in the corner and just took the baseline in and made his layup.
Swank touches it, he just came into the game, he's got it on the far side. Moyer tries to slap it away. Britton now with the basketball. They'll send it inside to Tuklosky. Now running it in is Britton with a running one-hander, and it's good. Southern Columbia with a 2-point lead in this back-and-forth battle here in the second period. Braves trying to win their 4th straight to end the season. There's a give to McAllister. Rides into traffic, and a held ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Shikalimi as Cam Leonard is ready to come back in for the Braves.
You know, that ball gets on the floor if you're a big guy. First of all, it's hard sometimes for you to get down and grab it, but then there were 3 Southern Columbia Tigers in there clawing at it too, Kevin.
Pun intended. Williams looking. He will go deep, almost half court to Leonard.
They're in a zone now, Kevin.
Indeed, 2-3 zone for Southern Columbia. Leonard with the basketball, right side, Fashaw into the corner now, far side, Dietrich. Top of the key, Leonard. Near wing, Williams. Sends it to the foul line to Moyer. Now to Dietrich, and Dietrich couldn't get at it. And took a twist on that ankle, but seems to be okay.
I thought that ball was deflected when Asher tried to throw it to Dietrich in the corner. It seemed like it slipped out, but it also slipped out the defender's hand.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what I think.
It matters to me.
Nice.
There's a block by Moyer on the shot from Fedorov, and the putback is good. I got screened by the official. I never saw it.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it was either. I think it might have been, I don't know. I'll check at halftime.
Dietrich in the corner. Into the near wing, Fashaw, now to Williams, now near corner, Leonard. Southern Columbia up by four. Dietrich with it into the corner once again. Williams fires a three from the corner. No good. And not able to make the rebound and save as Griscavage. And I think that...
Well, the official doesn't want to make the call.
Well, I think he's going to call a held ball.
He is going to call a held ball. All right. I believe that ball probably was off of Southern, but...
I don't think there's really a whole lot of debate.
Well... Mason Dietrich was right there on top of the guy, but the ball was on the ground, so.
Southern Columbia will get the basketball.
But that play is over. Now we got to come down to this end.
Got to play defense. 24-20 with 5:40 remaining here in the half. Top of the key with the basketball, Fedorov. He'll swing it around right side with the basketball, Britton now. Far wing, Arnold attacking the basket to our right. Back to Britton. Britton gets a screen. Goes in right by Moyer. Hits the backboard. Williams falls on the ball. Gets back up and gives it to Moyer, who gives it back to Williams.
Very fortunate the Braves didn't get called for a walk there.
Well, he dribbled it, but he dribbled it off his chest. Leonard makes a man miss. Takes a step inside for two. No good. Williams with the rebound underneath Moyer. Blocked, but a foul.
That's
Britton will pick it up.
Yeah, that's going to be on Britton. Nice pass. Nice entrance pass by Ryan Williams into Asher Moyer, who was in the low box. Good position. And Britton went right over the back. So that's going to give Asher two shots here.
Moyer, a 47% free throw shooter on the year, misses the first short. Wilson will check in for Shikellamy, and Hoy coming back in for Southern Columbia as Britton will get his first rest of the night. Southern Columbia really going through their lineup. Coach Watowicz going deep. Moyer can't make the second one. Arnold with the rebound. Hoy pushes it up now. He'll give it off now. And with it is Wingurich. That one no good. Rebound by Williams to Leonard. Leonard takes the jumper. It is blocked, but a foul coming on Wingurich.
Good try. You get Levitch from the announcer over the opposite side. You get any way you look at it. I believe he's a freshman, Kevin.
He is a sophomore, actually. It's Leonard makes the first.
I believe he is a sophomore, Kevin.
I think it's Wingurich. Second one is good. But then again,
I'll check that out at halftime, too.
I've been wrong before. Dietrich coming in now for Williams. So now, after a little bit of a delay, Southern Columbia now bringing it in. Hoy will give it back and forth to Wingurich. And it goes out of bounds in front of the Shikellamy student section. And that will mean Swank has to inbound it there. It'll go to the backcourt to Hoy. Hoy coming back across, leading it by two now for Southern Columbia. 4:20 to go here in the half. Top of the key, Carter. Near wing, Hoy. Back to the top of the key, and then driving in is Arnold. Kicks it off right side for three, no good. And with the rebound, it is Fashaw to Leonard. Leonard gets it, works his way in, runs out of real estate. Fashaw wing three, bang! Shikellamy lead with the second big three from the X Factor. Top of the key, Hoy with the basketball. They'll work it in now to Carter. Carter running out of real estate. Tipped by Moyer. Controlled by Leonard. Leonard doesn't see Moyer breaking free. Leonard goes in, runs into out of real estate. Comes to the near side. Dietrich wing three. Bang! And that will bring a timeout for Southern Columbia. 4-point Chickalamy lead with back-to-back trays.
They sure are providing a lot of excitement for our play-by-play man tonight, folks.
We need a drink of water.
Well, right now the Braves have 4 3-point shots. Xavier Fichaud with 2. He's got 8 points. But then senior Mason Diedrich has 2, but he also got 3 other baskets. So he's got 12 here with 3:30 to go here in the second quarter. So I think Mason's probably a little bit more emotional than we're used to seeing because he's not usually very emotional, but he seemed pretty jacked tonight. He's taking advantage of every opportunity he has. I think the best move he made was when he got 3 guys in the air in the corner and went underneath them.
And I'm telling you, Chief, the way he went underneath them, I cannot come up with a way to describe it.
Well, thank goodness all the kids from Southern can jump out of the gym.
I have no idea how he did what he did. It was almost doubled over when he came underneath
everybody.
We
can't do it justice trying to describe it.
No.
You'd have to be here.
Over to the right side. Hoy with the basketball. Gets to the foul line. He'll give it off to Carter, and Carter draws a foul for a blocking foul on Wilson.
I am not a fan of that offensive elbow coming up and, you know, being used almost like you're going to, you know, you're trying to down block on the guy. All right. That's Brady's second foul.
Team foul number 4. Williams now coming in for Leonard. Britton now will inbound the ball.
Came right off of that screen, and he missed a shot.
Overshooting the basket was Hoy, and it'll go off of Chickalamy out of bounds.
It's a high screen. He just goes to the opposite low box from the high post, and he was wide open. You're right. He just missed it.
Near side driving in. Britton runs the baseline. No good. Gets his own rebound and a whistle.
They're gonna
this
call.
One might be on Moyer.
They're going to call. They're going to give him 2 shots.
Ooh.
It's on Brady. That's his third.
That's 3 on Will. That's going to mean that McAllister's going to have to get up. Huh? Nope, they're going to bring Leonard in and move some people around.
Well, Leonard, Cam Leonard's strong enough to play down inside.
Well, I think they'll put Dietrich there and then move Leonard where Dietrich is as Britton makes the first.
That's his 10th point, so he's in double figures for the Southern Tigers here with 3:08 to go.
And that's exactly what they'll do. They'll go to guard and then forward for Moyer and Dietrich. Second one up and in. 28-26, 3:05 to go here in the half. Chickalamy leading it. Leonard had a chance from 3, decides to go inside. Almost travels, got stepped on a little bit. Kept his footing from, or pivot foot from moving. Gets it out to Williams. Over to the far side, Leonard with a basketball. Here comes Williams driving in, finds Moyer, reverses short. Good effort, though. Rebound by Hoy. Hoy will give it to Britton. Britton underneath, off the hands of Moyer. Pass intended for Arnold. It'll be Southern basketball underneath their own basket with 2:40 to go.
Well, the Braves are going toe-to-toe with them inside, Kevin, doing a good job so far.
Carter looking to inbound. He finds Britton. Far side 3 comes up short. And a great rebound by Carter over top of Dietrich. Did not foul Dietrich. Shot no good. Back the other way. Driving in for 2 is Arnold. Tied at 28. Dietrich got up a little slow after that, but he did make it up and is in play, back in the game. They'll have the ball now with 2:15 to go. Top of the key, Moyer, all tied at 28. Williams to Fashaw and an offensive foul. Moyer gets called for the offensive foul.
Well, you know, you have to stand still. I did not watch it. I was watching the far side, but it was right in front of the official. And if you make any move or throw any body part into the person, they're going to call that as an illegal screen or an offensive foul.
So Fashaw will come out now, and McAllister will come in for the Braves. Foul number 1 on Moyer, team foul number 6. 2:05 to go here in this first half, all tied at 28. Southern Columbia with the basketball. Gallagher has it. They'll go top of the key. Britton works. working his way in, comes up short. McAllister has it, gives it to Williams, literally hands it off. Williams will come back up the other way. Williams working on Britton, and a foul on Britton. Team foul number three. Well, I'll make that four.
Second foul on Britton.
Minute 45 to go here in this one in the first half. Checking in is Ben Garrett. He'll come in for Britton. Boy, are they going deep into the roster tonight. Williams looking, finds Leonard on the far side. Leonard, three steps in, jumper, no good. Backside rebound, Hoy. Minute 38 to go, tied at 28. Gallagher with the basketball, backs up, now resets. Far side, Garrett. Garrett between the circles, near wing to Gallagher. Guarded by Williams. Williams avoids the screen, goes in, and an elbow. Oh, a held ball call. I thought they were going to call the elbow on Gallagher, but yeah, instead it was a held ball.
I thought they might have just called a walk on him because he came down with the ball after he tried to go up with it. But anyway, the Braves get the ball, but they lose the possession arrow now.
Yes, they did have the possession arrow to get the ball, but now lost it. Dietrich, three. There's another one from Mason Dietrich. Back-to-back threes, and three in the game. 31-28. And a block from behind by Williams. Going up with it again is Carter in a whistle. Williams with block number 10 on the season.
Well, the Braves, getting out positioned on those offensive boards and then getting out muscled. And, you know, everything is from behind. It's just he's going to have to do a better job of keeping those three big guys off the boards.
Carter's first one is good. 54 seconds remaining here in this first half of play. 31-29, Shikellamy leading Southern Columbia. Second one is up and good. Really good free throws there for Carter, a 60% free throw shooter on the year. Braves with a one-point lead. McAllister to Moyer, Moyer to Dietrich, and it goes out of bounds off of Dietrich. Just couldn't hang on. That was good in ball movement, and it was open.
One pass too many.
I was reading your mind, but I was going to say you would say one pass too many.
A bridge too far.
44.8 to go. Southern Columbia with an opportunity to take the lead once again. Stopping at the half court is Garrett. Tipped by McAllister, but controlled by Southern. Garrett with the basketball. Far side, Arnold. Arnold back to Garrett, top of the key with 31. They'll go into the near corner, firing it up for three, no good. Rebound by Carter, or make that Gallagher. Gallagher underneath, feeds it off the swing, no good, and a whistle.
Foul's going to be on Garrett. Of course, what that did was that was a good foul for them, because for Southern, because that kept the Braves from getting the ball out. They had two other guys down court. They probably would have had a two-on-none, maybe a two-on-one fast break. Now they're going to have to run their half-court offense. And here comes Brady Wilson.
Kozlowski coming in as well for Southern Columbia, along with Wilson for Shikellamy.
Well, we have six guys on the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, one, two, three. Yeah, somebody's got to come off. And it's McAllister. That was almost bad. That could have been a T. Fortunately, the official did not blow the whistle yet. 18 seconds remaining in the half. Shikellamy with a one-point lead. Leonard with the basketball between the circles with 12. Playing for the last shot. Williams near wing with 8. Williams to the foul line. Foul line extended far side. Now to Williams near side. Williams now with a deep three. Oh, that's out there for three. That one was down there near the Danville Riverside Bridge. 34-30 as the bombs are coming out. Shikellamy leading Southern Columbia. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Welcome, Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. We are celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
Check out these discounts. We're taking up to $8,000 off 2022 Ram 1500 crew cabs in stock if you qualify.
That's huge, Troy. A new Jeep Compass has up to $4,500 in discounts and special financing rebates. Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure a deal, and save payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at Zimmerman Jeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
What an end to the first half of play. Great defense by Southern Columbia. Leonard Williams trying to find an opportunity, and then right around the seal where the Shikellamy logo is in front of the Southern Columbia bench, which is well beyond NBA three-point land. Williams fires up a three with a hand in his face and drained it at the buzzer. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
At the half, 34-30. Shikellamy leading Southern Columbia in a battle here tonight. 18-18 at the end of the first period. But the Braves able to hang on to that lead that kept going back and forth for a while in the second period. But the Braves hang on for that not only one-point lead, but it turned into a four-point lead. Three three-pointers from Mason Dietrich, two back-to-back in that second period. And overall, four three-pointers in a 16-point second period for the Braves, Chief.
Yeah, that was a very good example of letting your three-point game get you back into the game and putting it ahead instead of just not making any shots. Mason Dietrich's got 15 points tonight so far. We always like the threes that he makes. But he does a nice job dropping the basket, getting the ball over the rim. He did that three times. Xavier Fichaud's got eight.
Two three-pointers for him.
Two three-pointers also. Ryan Williams has five. Cam Leonard has six. So pretty well-balanced scoring. Probably the only two starters that haven't scored have been Asher Moyer, and, of course, Brady Wilson hasn't scored yet.
Well, we expected Brian Britton to be a big part of this Southern Columbia offense, and he has been, but not in consecutive trips to the basket.
Yeah, but he's...
Consecutive possessions.
Yeah,
that's what
and he's missed some shots. He's taken the ball to the basket many times, and, you know, he takes those big steps, and he's actually pretty far away from it. He shoots those layups sometimes, and the ball hasn't been coming off the rim right. But, you know, he's got 13 tonight to lead them. Nate Gallagher's got four. Tyler Arnold's got six. And Isaac Carter's 5 for 6 from the foul line with five. And that's basically another more rounded scoring. Of all the things that I didn't think would happen tonight is, number one, I didn't think that the Braves would beat them at their own game, getting down the court quick.
Yeah.
And that's not saying that Southern's not getting down the court quick, but the Braves did a nice job. Where the Braves are falling short is on defensive rebounds. Southern has done a good job of getting sometimes two, three extra shots at the basket once they made the initial move.
Yeah, they've been really pounding the boards offensively here. And even in that last couple of minutes, we saw a three-shot possession for Southern Columbia, followed by another three-shot possession.
Yeah, yep, you're right, Kevin. Although I know Coach Ziegler's happy right now with with what happened. I thought he was going to jump out of the gym when Williams hit that three-point shot right at the end of the quarter.
He wasn't the only one.
And it was down. You almost jumped out of your seat here. and he was down to, it was under 1 second when he took that shot.
He was at the seal of the Shikellamy insignia in front of the Southern Columbia bench when he fired that one up.
I can't tell you wrong or tell you right because I was blocked out again.
You were screened.
I was screened by the official.
It was a very effective screen. I got one of those earlier in the game, too.
Yeah, I had to go over and that was actually Britton made that shot down there, and I thought it was
shocker.
Arnold.
That's not a big shock, but when we return, we'll have the second half between Shikellamy and Southern Columbia. Rays leading at 34-30 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Here wrapping up halftime at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. And this is going to be a busy place this week. Coming up on Wednesday at 6, it'll be the start of the PHAC Conference Tournament. It'll be Central Mountain playing host to Loyal Sock in the first game, Danville and Shamokin in the second game.
Boys.
That's on the boys' side. And the girls will play on Thursday with Mount Carmel taking on Jersey Shore, Central Columbia taking on Bloomsburg. So Central Columbia and Bloomsburg are going to travel about 30, 35 minutes to play a game that normally would be about a 10-minute ride. That's the way it goes sometimes.
It's also amazing that they're the big three in the Heartland Conference, two divisions, lower divisions, Mount Carmel, Bloomsburg, and Central. They've been beating up on each other all year long.
That's for sure.
They know each other so well. I mean, it's just amazing how many times they play each other. And, you know, you being a Central Columbia grad, you know how close you are to Bloomsburg, so.
You see everybody it's like Selinsgrove Grove, Shikellamy, it really is.
Probably even better than that.
I mean, you see everybody everywhere, yeah. You know, and you go, when you're at Central Columbia, you go to Bloomsburg to go to the store or go to the grocery store, same places, you know. You shop the same places. What, you know, the rivalry is so deep, it goes in, and it's fun, it's tongue-in-cheek, but it goes so deep, it goes into the drama clubs.
Okay.
Each time the drama club has a line in a movie that takes a little jab at the other school. In good fun, but every time that happens. Second half underway with Southern Columbia with a basketball attacking the basket to our left. Carter, Gallagher, Hoy, Britton, and Arnold for Shikellamy, Leonard, Moyer, Wilson, Williams, and Dietrich. Pass inside, picked off by Wilson.
They wanted to get that ball to somebody on the baseline, and when Arnold turned around, Brady just took it off of him.
Leonard with the basketball, steps inside the paint, kicks it back out to Wilson. Wilson to the foul line. Now finds Williams. Williams to Moyer. Moyer works his way in. Leonard on the far wing attacking the basket to our right. Pocket picked by Arnold. Arnold with a one-on-two goes into Williams and Wilson, and Wilson couldn't keep his feet still.
Asher Moyer blocked that shot, Kevin, from the other side. He ran right alongside him.
So I wasn't sure if he got a hand on it or not. It was close.
He blocked it out of bounds, so that'll give Southern the ball underneath their own basket.
I thought they were calling a foul on that one. Far side three, no good by Arnold, but Southern Columbia with another opportunity again. Arnold with the basketball, stolen by Williams. Williams will go up, lay it off the window and in.
He did a nice job of not having that ball stolen off of him when he came down through.
Britton goes back the other way, goes up, misses the shot. Second effort, no good. Wilson, Leonard, bucket, no. Moyer with the save, but he can't find anybody open, and it goes right to Britton. Now they'll settle things down a little bit with 6:30 to go and a Chickalimmy 6-point lead. Boy with a basketball. Sends it over to the near wing. That's where Gallagher is. Top of the key, Britton. Over to the right side, Arnold. And once again at the top, it is Hoy. He'll go right side, Gallagher. Gallagher sends it inside to Britton, and Williams will pick up the foul.
They do a lot of that cross screening, move the ball around the perimeter on the top, and then they'll run somebody underneath the basket, and they'll screen for him, and they try to get him the ball right in the low box, and they did that time with Britton.
Britton makes the first. He'll have another opportunity. He is 2 for 4. Now 4 for 5. And 5 for 6. 36-32 with 6:05 remaining here in the third. Williams with the basketball, finding Dietrich. Dietrich puts it on the floor to Leonard. Leonard around the near wing. In the corner, Moyer, near corner. Far wing, Dietrich. Dietrich laughing about something. Sends it in for Moyer. And it's stolen away by Hoy. There's the outlet pass to Britton. Britton lays it up off the rim, no good. Great rebound by Carter and a putback by Carter. Now tightens it up to a 2-point game.
Again, the offensive boards, it doesn't matter how many shots that Southern misses. They've got two guys in there rebounding real strong.
Dietrich top of the key three, a little bit short on that one. Rebound by Arnold. Gallagher coming the near way with 5:16 to go. Runs the baseline pass tip. Controlled by Williams on the far side. Williams now with a 2-on-3. 3 for the far wing. Bang! Hits another one with 39-34. The score. Chickalimmy on top. 5 to go in the third.
That gives him 10, Kevin, for the game.
Arnold with it underneath Britton. Britton got free and nobody saw him. I mean, he went through.
But
really
that's the same thing they've been doing all night long. And you know, you get picked off, and he's just there by all by himself. It's a very easy pass.
Williams goes in, has his shot blocked by Britton, out of bounds. It'll be Chickalimmy basketball. Williams down underneath the basket. Ready to inbound with 4:37 to go and a late substitution allowed. McCloskey is ready to come back in and Hoy will check out. There's Williams with it. Lobs it in the low box to Moyer. Dietrich. Dietrich, did he get around him?
There's a foul.
He drew a foul. I was going to say, I don't know how he got around him without stepping out of bounds, but it was a foul anyway. That'll be team foul number 1 and charge to Tuklosky. There's Wilson on the give. Low box from the right side, and he puts it in. 5-point Chickalimmy lead. Britton now brings it up. He'll give it off to Gallagher. Gallagher to Arnold on the far side. Arnold now working his way in. And a foul on, if that's on Wilson, that will be number 4, I believe.
And it is. That's his 4th foul.
Graves' second team foul. He'll have to come out. Fashaw will come in, and now they'll move Dietrich back down inside. And Southern Columbia will bring Fedorov in the game for Carter. Ready to inbound. I don't think Britton saw that when it hit him and went right to Fashaw. I don't think he saw that ball coming at him. Williams now far side, runs the baseline, draws the foul on Fedorov.
Actually, he didn't, because they threw it right at his legs, right where he should have caught it, and it came off of him, and then Fashaw stole it.
Team foul number two on Southern Columbia.
You can't do that.
And there's an inbound that gets stolen away by Britton.
They try to put a ball in a very tiny spot with a bunch of Southern hands around, and Southern stole it.
Gallagher to Fedorov on the near side, guarded by Moyer. Top of the key, Arnold. Far side, Gallagher. Now to Britton. Near side, looking at a three was Arnold, decided not to take it. Fedorov sends it in to Britton. Now to Gallagher once again. Gallagher works his way toward the baseline. Then finds a man trailing is Toklosky. Shot no good. Second effort no good. Third time no good. That third time was by Arnold. Now Fashaw back the other way. Finds Leonard. Leonard makes a man miss. Another man miss. They'll find Dietrich far side. All day to look at that three. Rattled it in the cylinder and right back out. Rebound by Toklosky. Spinning to the inside, Gallagher. That one rejected. Williams to Fashaw. Fashaw goes up. No whistle. No bucket. Rebound by Toklosky. Back the other way. Scoop shot reversing the other side. Arnold, no good. Fedorov shot, no good. Fedorov gets it back. He gets it to go. And a whistle.
You can only give them so many opportunities, Kevin.
That's an excellent point. Williams picks up the foul. Now coming in will be Hoy, and for Shikalimi, McAllister. 2:43 remaining, and a one-point shot coming with a Shikalimi three-point lead. And that will put Fedorov on the line. Fedorov, a 62% free-throw shooter, missed it, and McAllister makes the save. Gives it off to Fashaw, and the Braves are coming back with it. With the basketball now is Williams. Williams gives it to Dietrich. Now to Fashaw in the paint. He'll back out to the far wing. Shikalimi up by three. 2:20 to go here in the third. Dietrich coming out to the near corner. Finds McAllister. Now here comes Fashaw. Moyer, three, far side, long, tipped by McAllister, right to Dietrich. Dietrich starts in, finds Fashaw, three, no, that one no good. Tip out by Moyer, saved by Dietrich, three-pointer on the way, that one no good. Moyer with another opportunity, finding Dietrich again. Far side, Fashaw. This offensive possession just won't end.
It's almost like Southern has the ball.
1:40 remaining here in the third. Dietrich between the circles. Williams calls for the ball. He has it on the near wing now to McAllister. Back to Williams. Williams sees a baseline opening. Far side Dietrich. Dietrich runs the baseline. Puts it up off the window and in. 43-38, minute 20 to go in the third.
The heck of a move by Mason from the corner.
What ankle?
Behind the basket. Yeah, exactly. And what a nice shot.
He Mahomes that one with the ankle injury. Oh, and a hard fight through by Arnold to get to the bucket and get it and get the foul.
I believe that's going to be on Logan McAllister.
It is. That's foul number one on him, foul number four on the Braves. It'll send Arnold the line, a 56% free throw shooter. Carter ready to check in. Good. Three-point opportunity is good by Arnold. He will come out now with a minute seven to go and back to a two-point lead. 43-41, 1:05 to go here in the third. Williams now comes across the line, taking his time. Leonard ready to check in at the next stoppage. Williams looks to move to the right, gets a screen from Dietrich. Top of the key, McAllister. Back to Williams. Williams starts in, gives it off to Moyer. Moyer from the far wing, now to McAllister, then to Dietrich. That one was tipped. Fedorov with a great save to keep it from going out of bounds. And Williams with a steal. Williams puts it up, finds Moyer. Moyer tries to get the foul, no call, and a held ball between Fedorov and Dietrich. And the Braves will have the possession arrow with 26.9 to go in the third.
Well, I think they're letting them play tonight, Kevin.
A little bit, yeah. Not what we saw the other night in Berwyn.
No.
26.9 remaining, a two-point lead for Shikellamy here in the third. Leonard gets the inbounds, fades away, bounces it off the rim, and drops it in. 45-41 with 20 seconds left. Near side with the basketball to Klosky. They'll go to the far side. And then driving in as Carter can't get it to go. Put back by Hoy is good. 5 seconds left in a two-point game. Williams goes in. He draws the foul on Tuklosky, who disagrees with the official in a very diplomatic way.
That'll be Jake's second foul.
0.5 remaining in this one with a catch-and-shoot possible. Williams has got to find something. Here it is. Catch, shoot, and Fashaw can't make it. It was going to be a tough one. He was off balance a little bit, but at least he got the shot away. 45-43, 8 minutes to decide this one. A great game here between Shikellamy and Southern Columbia. Braves lead it on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
Season for both of these teams, at least the regular season. Southern Columbia coming in to tonight's matchup with a record of 12-9, and the Braves at 8-13, having won three in a row in the last week and a half. Carter ready to inbound the ball here at the half court line with a 2-point deficit. They'll give it off to Hoy. Fedorov stays in, so does Britton, and they'll send it inside for Arnold. Arnold with a running one-hander, no good. Second effort, no good, and a foul. Braves have McAllister, Dietrich, Leonard, Williams, and Fashaw in the game.
Somebody was on the ground, on the floor on that one, Chief, and I couldn't see. Is that where the foul
Tyler
happened?
Tyler Arnold knocked Cam Leonard to the ground, missed a shot, got his own rebound, and then he got fouled. So they did not give Shikellamy the flop call there for the offensive. Although I thought Arnold put enough of his body into him, that was probably legit.
15 foul on the Braves. Moyer checking in now. Second one no good, and Moyer will get the loose ball on the rebound. Braves up by one. Their biggest lead of the night has been five. Williams coming over to the near side. Leonard, top of the key. Thought about a three, drives in for two, and gets it. 47-44, Shikellamy on top by three.
That's 10 tonight for Cam.
That's his average for the season.
With Braves with three people in double figures right now.
Feed inside to Arnold. And that pass tipped and goes into the hands of Fashaw. There comes Williams back the other way with a minute gone by here in this final period. Williams to the far side, attacking the basket to our right. Leonard, three, he missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound by Hoy. Great opportunity for Southern Columbia right here if they can convert. Britton with the basketball underneath Arnold, right by Leonard. Good job by Arnold to get in there and get the bucket, and a timeout by Coach Bill Ziegler with 6:44 remaining in this one. Shikellamy leading at 47-46. Five team fouls for the Braves, three for Southern Columbia. Ryan Williams with three fouls, Brady Wilson with four fouls, and that's the only foul trouble for either team.
Yep, that was Arnold's 12th point. Again, they run that, they start people like four across the top or 1-3-1, and they'll just screen somebody from the foul line extended out on the wing and go and make him go to the opposite low box. And that time the Braves defender got lost, all right, and Arnold got down there all by himself. And even if somebody would have been there, it's pretty tough to keep Tyler Arnold from scoring when he's that deep inside the basket.
He is a strong, strong young man. Not only that, but he also, you said, with 12?
It's 12 points.
That's one over his average. Extending the defense now. Bashaw breaks it, loses the ball, and lost it out of bounds when he tried to get it to Moyer. Moyer just couldn't get a handle on it.
Well, Xavier just dribbled too much into the defense.
Too far, too deep, too long.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he lost the ball.
Back the other way now. Southern Columbia has a chance to take their first lead since midway through the second period. Hoy with the basketball. Far side, Britton. Now to Fedorov, back to Hoy. Carter underneath Britton. No good. Moyer had it. Did he get fouled along the way?
Yeah, that's going to be Britton's third foul.
Now Southern Columbia with their first player in foul trouble. Team foul number four. 6:11 remaining in this one. A one-point Shikellamy lead. Here comes Moyer bringing it across. And again, the 1-2-2. There's Leonard with it. Breaks the press. Pass tipped into Fashaw to Dietrich underneath. He drew a big crowd and had his pocket picked then by Arnold.
Well, he tried to pass the ball to Moyer.
Britton goes right to the bucket. Hard move, and Southern with their first lead since midway through the second period. This press is really giving the Braves some trouble right now. Fashaw tries to get through it. Near side Leonard. Corner three. In and out, no good. And only one are underneath the basket, but Britton comes up with it. Dietrich, the only one for Shikellamy, under the basket. 1 point Southern Columbia lead with 5:25 to go in this one. 2-3 zone for the Braves. Far side Arnold, near wing Fedorov, far wing Britton. They'll go back to Arnold, Britton at the top. On the near side, Hoy. Britton, near corner, three, got it! Dropped that one out of the rafters. 51-47, Southern Columbia with their biggest lead since early in the game.
22 for Britton unofficially.
Bash on the far side, finding Moyer. Moyer now to Williams underneath, he'll back out. 6 points, Southern Columbia lead.
Double dribble.
So the Braves turn it over now. And Wilson will come into the game for Shikellamy, and Fashaw will set out. Things starting to unravel just a little bit for the Braves. And
timeout, Southern.
All right, it'll be Coach Watowicz that will take the timeout this time.
Took a full.
4:40 remaining in this one. 47 points for the Braves, but 51 for Southern Columbia. Tigers with their first lead since early in the fourth, their largest lead since early in the first period. Chief, what has changed? Is it the press?
No, they just made too many mistakes with the ball. The press didn't stop them. They got the ball down the court fine. They just didn't, and then they didn't make their shots. You know, you remember in the second quarter, they were making, dropping threes right one after another, and this time they haven't been. They've made one too many passes a couple of times on the offensive set, but I'm looking at them. the Braves, they look tired.
Well, they just played. They just played on Saturday. They played Thursday, Saturday, and now Monday.
But I'm,
but they had a week off in between that.
But you know, you get that when you get down by four after being up by three, you might have got a little bit of that energy zapped. We'll see what happens here.
And Southern Columbia has been moving this ball up and down the court.
Well, Southern, just I mean, man for man, pound for pound, is physically stronger than most of the Braves
and most of the teams they play.
Yes.
Britton will bring it up now with 4:30 to go here in this one, leading it by a 51-47 score. It'll be Arnold for the basketball.
There goes that back door, Kevin. That time, Cam Leonard stayed with him well.
Arnold with the basketball. They'll swing it around to Hoy. And Moyer fighting for the ball with Carter draws the foul. Team foul number six, Moyer's second. So from here on out, the fouls will be putting Southern on the line. Hoy looking to inbound. He'll do it right in the paint, and then backing out with it is Arnold. Carter inside to Fedorov. Dietrich did a good job of defending that one. Tipped it into the hands of Carter. That one no good. Dietrich comes down with it. Outlet down to Williams. Halfway through this final period. Braves trail it by a bit. Ooh, Dietrich almost in the wrong spot. Well, turned around just in time to see that one. And was intended for Williams.
No, I think Asher was throwing it at him, to be honest with you. He just wasn't aware of it.
And there's Williams in some trouble. Finds Wilson, though, and they save the possession. Leonard with a basketball. Dietrich three. That one off the front of the rim. A little off balance. Did not look comfortable on that shot.
Southern just does a good job of not letting anybody in there to get those rebounds for the Braves. They had everybody boxed
out. That was a vacuum rebound. Arnold with it. Goes top of the key. Southern Columbia trying to extend their four-point lead now with 3:20 remaining. Bounce pass to Fedorov. They'll get it out to near side to Carter. Over to the far wing, Arnold. A little further to the right. Now Hoy. Top of the key, Britton. Near wing, Arnold, with 3:05 to go. Shikalemi playing man-to-man. Britton now on the center circle. Starts, then gives it off to Arnold. Right now, Southern Columbia trying to take some time off the clock, obviously. Oh, Moyer almost stole that one from Carter. Carter shot blocked by Dietrich, but a foul. Looks like he might have picked up a little bit of wrist on the way. That'll be his second. That'll send Carter to the line to shoot a 1-1 now. Carter is 60% free throw shooter on the season. He is now 5 for 6.
Tonight.
I had to use my fingers a little on that one. That one rolls off the front of the rim and in. McAllister now coming in for Moyer. 52-47, Southern Columbia's largest lead of the night was 5. That's where they're at right now. And Southern will make a quick change as Kozlowski comes into the game now for Fedorov. Big shot by Carter right here. Makes it 6 points. In and out, no good. And a great rebound underneath by Arnold. They'll find Carter, who puts it in. An even better turn of events. Now a 7-point Southern lead. Leonard with a three-pointer near wing in the cylinder and right back out. Britton with a rebound with 2:25 to go. And the Braves have gone ice cold here in this fourth period. Britton now driving in, kicks it back out to Carter. Southern Columbia taking advantage of the cold shooting by the Braves here in this fourth period, taking a 7-point lead. Right side, Britton will drive in. Finger roll. Wow, that was really easy, Chief.
Ryan Williams overplaying him, and when Ryan didn't get the steal, he had a direct route to the basket on the right side, and he made that layup.
56-47, a 9-point lead with a minute 58 to go and a timeout by Shikalemi. Only 2 points in this final period. Cam Leonard has them, and that has been it in the first 6 minutes of this period.
Yeah, they've been outscored 2-4, 6-8, 11-2 here, Kevin.
This was a very, very tight nip-and-tuck game all the way through from about the 3-minute mark of the first period to about the 4-minute mark of the fourth period.
Yeah, and, you know, the fact that Southern decided that they were going to run some time off the clock. Usually, you know, they like to keep their offense going, but I think they realized that they kind of had the Braves in a spot now. They're up by four, and the Braves weren't hitting well, so let's just take 2-3 minutes off the clock, and it worked.
And they indeed did that very well. So Shikalimi will come out with Fashaw, Dietrich, Williams, Leonard, and McAllister. Southern will have Britton. They will also have Carter coming in this one. Kozlowski in the game as well as Arnold and Hoy. Fashaw with a basketball, working his way around. Now finds Leonard on the near wing. He'll give it off to Williams. Williams will come back, and now they'll reset the offense from the top. Williams working his way around the right side. Now to McAllister, far side, Fashaw, three, long. High rebound, tip controlled by Carter. Another big defensive rebound for Southern Columbia. Britton with a basketball, and that's an offensive foul. And he and Fashaw are not pleased with each other right now. That was a very physical forearm that Britton gave, and Fashaw took offense to it.
Yeah, but you don't shove somebody.
Well, you
back.
Can't. You can't. No, you can't react. You're
that
right.
Was a basketball move there. The second thing that happened there was just a brawl.
Yeah. All no, right. You're right. You have to keep control. Shikalimi will get the ball after the offensive foul. McAllister has it and gives it off to Williams. Now to Leonard. Back to Williams. Williams with it, backs up, fakes a three, now to Leonard on the near wing. Cam will drive in, and shot is waved off. Foul on the floor will be team foul number 6. And that one, I think, goes Arnold, and it is Arnold's first personal. 1:03 remaining. Shikalimi with a basketball. Everybody shooting from here on out. And do we have a timeout? Yes. Bill Ziegler took a 30-second timeout with a 56-47 lead for Southern Columbia. The Braves that were shooting 18, 34, 45 have just been shut down in this fourth period.
Yeah, I think they've probably taken about 4 or 5 outside three-pointers, and nobody's been underneath the basket. Although the way Southern does rebounding, that probably wouldn't matter because Southern just has kept the Braves out from underneath their offensive boards all night long.
Another big thank you to all the folks you hear when we're not talking that are a part of this broadcast. Those are our Shikalimi Sports, Winter Sports sponsors. They're the ones that bring you every Shikalimi basketball and wrestling game, a wrestling match rather. And of course the tournament matches coming up in the next few weeks. Please stop by their businesses and say thanks for being a part of Shikalimi Sports on WKOK. Williams with the basketball now finds Dietrich underneath. Dietrich forces one up over top of Carter and puts it in. 7 points, Southern Columbia lead, under a minute to go. Now the Braves have to extend their 1-2-2 press. Bounce pass off of the foot of Williams, who was trying to say it was Carter, but it was not. Moyer and Wilson coming in. Fedorov for Southern Columbia right now. Hoy ready to check in, or ready to inbound, that is, with 49.4. Fashaw now coming out because they made a change and he forgot to come out. In the backcourt, it is Britton, and Britton will be fouled by Williams. That will send Britton, the 82% free throw shooter, to the line.
5 for 6 tonight so far.
I wasn't going to try and add that one up. There's too many numbers in his line on the book.
You got to look at the circles.
Doesn't matter. There's so many numbers. And there's one circle that's filled in. Is he at 20 yet?
He's been at 20 for quite a while.
Britton's second opportunity coming. and no good. And that's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball. Chief's going to need ENIAC to get that done.
He's at 25, Kevin.
Right? I thought we were going to have to get out ENIAC to have you be able to add all those numbers up. There's a lot of them there. 25, that's a heck of a night. Cam Leonard on the near wing, driving in. Foul line extended, goes out to the near side to Williams. Williams lost it, saved it right on the sidelines. He'll go to Leonard. Leonard makes a move to get it off the window and in with 30 seconds to go and a six-point Southern Columbia lead.
And that's 12 points for Cam tonight. When almost was going to be a disaster there when the ball came off of Ryan's dribble, but he recovered, got it before it went out of bounds.
That was so close to being the ball game right there.
Well, they need a steal or they need a stop or they need somebody to miss the front end of a one-and-one if they foul them. Get the ball back, and there's two possession game right now, but that's 2 3-point shots.
And the Braves have not been stellar in this second half from downtown. As a matter of fact, they have 1-3 in the second half. They had 7 in the first half.
Well, basically, overall, Kevin, the third quarter, they scored 11 points, and they've scored 6 here. You know, they scored 34 in the first half and 17 in this whole second half so far.
But I'll tell you what, as you said, this Southern Columbia team, they really go after you.
Well, especially when you're talking about the boards. You know, some teams, some guys don't care how many points they score. As long as they can get an offensive or defensive rebound, they're going to go after it. And it's happened so many times that Southern has had several different shots at the basket.
Braves are going to need a steal here. They get the inbound, and quickly, it's Johnny Albruno in the game who commits the foul. Now Williams will come back in, and that will send Britton to the line. Team foul number 9, so we're still in a 1-1 at this point.
Isn't it amazing how your best scorer always gets fouled?
Not only that, but your best free throw shooter, too. Not only the best scorer tonight, but also the best free throw shooter for the year. He'll come to the line for the umpteenth time, and that one will rattle in. 58-51. It is now a 3-possession game with 28.4 to go.
He's 7 for 9 so far.
And that one is good. 8 for 10, and that's what he averages, 82. Williams with a 3, back iron, no good. Loose ball. Leonard had it for a second. Now it's a held ball, and it will be Shikellamy possession arrow. But there's 19.6 to go and an 8-point deficit. And after a hard-fought game, Southern Columbia is going to come out with a big win and a very tough win at that. There's Williams with the inbound. Finds Moyer back to Williams. Williams 3, far side, short. Moyer had to hit him right in this smack of the eyeball. And bounces off him and goes to Britton. Britton will be fouled. And a 2-shot foul with 8.9 to go.
Asher going hard to try to get that rebound. It came off long and it hit him right in the head.
And Britton now with his 11th free throw of the ball game. Short. 8 for 11. Fashaw and McAllister coming in, and that will give a chance to bring two of the seniors out with a little bit of a round of applause. So Wilson and Dietrich ending their careers with a standing O from the bench. Second one is good. 60-51. 8.9 to go. Leonard with an NBA 3. Got it. 60-54. And Southern Columbia will just hold the ball and let the clock expire. So a big 3 to end the game. But the Braves fall short as Southern Columbia comes from behind for a 60-54 win. This is Shikellamy basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
There's more to love in a Subaru. You'll especially love the savings you'll discover when you get in a certified pre-owned Subaru from W&L.
W&L has over 80 certified pre-owned Subarus, and this month we are taking $500 off. Be sure to discover all the added perks and reduced pricing now available on all certified pre-owned vehicles at W&L Subaru.
Experience the difference off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
$500 cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 2/28/23.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Southern Columbia coming from behind for a 60-54 victory over the Shikellamy Braves in game number 22 of the Shikellamy High School basketball season tonight. The final game of the season. And again, the Braves with an outstanding performance in the first half. Saw seven three-pointers in the first half, but then only were able to muster two, including the final shot of the game. Cam Leonard with an NBA three to wrap up a 15-point night there for Cam
15,
Leonard.
15, yeah.
Leading the way for the Braves, Mason Dietrich firing in 17 in his final performance in a Braves uniform. Brady Wilson also in his final performance as well for the Shikellamy Braves. Both of them got a chance to step out at the same time and get a little bit of appreciation from the Shikellamy fans, which well deserved by those two guys. And, you know, we talk about gutsy performances. How about the gutsy performance tonight from Mason Dietrich and from Asher Moyer, both playing rather hurt and stuck out the entire game and played the biggest part of the entire game as well. That says something about the intestinal fortitude of those two young men. A great outstanding performance from those guys tonight as we wrap things up here at the Fieldhouse, and Chief working on the final numbers here as we speak.
Well, Kevin,
against a very good Southern Columbia
look
team.
Look at this. The Braves shot 4 foul shots the whole night.
Wow.
And Southern shot 24. So there, you know,
that says a lot there.
And you can't tell me that there wasn't a lot of contact down inside. But again, the Braves just went cold there in the fourth quarter. Ryan Britton with a great game tonight, 28 points. It seemed that he always wanted the ball, and they looked for him at all times. Isaac Carter had 10 points, and Tyler Arnold had 12.
Bill Ziegler joining us on the post game here. And, Bill, we were just talking about played a very good team, a very physical team, liked to move it up and down. And for 3.5 periods, you were moving it up and down with them. Not exactly what I thought you were going to do with the way you and I talked about in the pregame, but boy, did the Braves play it with a lot of heart tonight.
You know, I said in the locker room, I cannot ever question their effort, and that's why they're always going to be successful in life, because no matter what, you know, they may put their head down a little bit, but they're always going to battle and they compete. And if they can remember that when times get tough in life, they're going to be very successful. You know, Southern Columbia is very strong on the boards. You know, they got a lot of second shots. And, you know, Asher and Mason nursing a little bit of injury. You can see as the game wore on, Asher wasn't the same player, neither was Mason. The shot was a little different. And really, we had a lot of good looks at the end. We just didn't make the shots. So I'm disappointed with the results, but I'm never disappointed with our effort or our heart.
Yeah, you just went cold from the outside. I mean, there were times your kids played good defense, but you come down the other end and you miss a three or you miss a layup or just one of those things. It's kind of like all of a sudden the faucet shut off, all right? So I thought the kids hustled too tonight. Although I will say at one point they looked a little – I could see that in their faces. They were still going, but they were a little tired, all right? They were still going strong, but you could see they were a little, you know, that look in their face.
Yeah, they were tired. You know, another thing, that's our third game in five days.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were tired, but like I said, I can never question their heart. Their boys played hard, you know, all year long. They played hard. We've been outsized most of the year. So, you know, I'm thrilled. You know, Brady and unfortunately Randy couldn't be here today, and Mason had a great senior year. They were good leaders for our kids. We have a lot of juniors turning seniors next year. And, you know, I'm excited to get in the weight room, excited to get them back in the gym. We'll give them a little time off, but then we're going to get ready for next year. The kids are going to be hungry and ready to go.
Bill, I always appreciate it. Yeah, and a great moment, I want to say that you had an opportunity right at the end to give both Mason and Brady the spotlight there on that and take them out, and the fans reacted to it.
Well, that, you know, it was hard to fight back tears. I'm trying hard to fight them back now. Those kids are great kids, and they're going to be successful in life. And I just feel honored to coach such good kids.
Bill, thanks so much for everything this year.
Billy.
Thanks for the access you give us to make our job a little bit easier and make us sound a little smarter than we really are.
I hope we can work together for a few more years.
Me too, buddy.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game all season on a tough night tonight, on a night that Braves were fighting hard and ended up with a good lead. But just couldn't quite finish it off.
One more message from Coach Ziegler.
Uh-huh.
His wife, Beth Ziegler, Coach Ziegler says, I love you, honey.
And I'm coming home.
And I'm coming home, yeah.
But I think he's still probably going to pull out some film and watch it anyway. But that's just my guess. Well, again, thank you so much for everybody joining us here tonight and all season long for both football, basketball, and continuing on with wrestling with Steve Williams as we get into the individual tournament. One final time for the season. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Chief, it has been my pleasure to work with you for the last 25 years doing basketball and now filling in doing football as well. Lost court earlier in the month of December.
January.
Or January, rather. I'm sorry. Earlier in the year is what I really wanted to say. In January, he was a big part of this broadcast as well over the years and a big part of my life as well. And we honored him a couple of weeks ago. Before a broadcast, but it has been a very entertaining season, sometimes a very long season, but I get the gift of being able to do this 22 nights for basketball and at least 10 for football, and now doing it with my best friend. Nothing gets better than that, Chief.
Yeah, I always enjoy, Kevin. You know, we always have a good time.
Sometimes, and if not, we make it a good time.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I just want to say that the same thing that Coach Ziegler said, I never questioned the heart of any of those kids out there.
Not at all.
I really didn't. They played hard all the time. And, again, a shout-out to those junior varsity players going 19-2. That's a good start for next year. And they got some good kids there. And it all depends on what they do in the off season.
Absolutely.
After they're done playing baseball and track.
Yeah. That's the new off season now.
Exactly,
is after every other spring sport. Once again, our final score, it was Southern Columbia 60, Shikellamy 54. The Braves finished the season 9-13 on the season. And as I always do when I end up the final broadcast of the year, as my mother used to say, good Lord willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll be back with you again in August. This is Shikellamy Basketball. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hurd. Thanks for joining us on WKOK and WKOK.com.